All right, so let's continue talking about the Kabbalah Achrayos, the Gemara. So yesterday I was talking about the Rambam Shita that it helps Kabbalah Achrayos Ba'Einus, meaning they honest. It's not a real illegal Kabbalah Achrayos. Just the guy says that he's going to beat him up and take the money, and the Rambam said that's enough to be chayiv in beer. So the question is, how does that work? How does that work? B'chayra manushach. If it's al davar gaim l'mamon, d'chayim assume for davar pashta. That's not called a davar gaim l'mamon. And if it's al kabbalah sechayis, then it's not a kabbalah sechayis. I mean, it's not an achayis. It's not really an achayis. The guy's going to beat his brains out, but that's not an achayis. Be din, there's no achayis. So we saw me yesterday in Mahalach from Rav Shach, that it's enough that he's machzik in the chametz, the tevosai. So that's enough to be mechayev. We saw in Rabbi Sizalman says a different teretz that the etzim shmira is a kind of bailus, because a shomer has a certain bailus, he has a certain kinyan in the chayfetz, it's b'shusa, he has a certain shlita over the chayfetz. It could be kainer without the shlita, the reina chananel in the beginning of a mafkid, the ramam in zchiyu matana. So really, that's enough to be mechayev. So why do you have to have Kabbalah Sechayis at all? So that Rabbi Zalman grapples with, why do you have to have Kabbalah Sechayis altogether? Maybe because you also have to have some kind of, apparently you have to also have some kind of mumanistic interest in the Chometz, either because otherwise we don't see that you want to be Makabalik, that you want to have a Kinyan in the Chometz, or because there must be some kind of nafkusa, some mumanistic nafkusa, and you're having a Kinyan in the Chometz, a Kinyan that doesn't have any mumanistic any mumanistic ramifications is not really a kinyan. But the etzim achayev is the fact that it's in Israel Shus. The achayev is only a tonight. And for that tonight, it's enough to have achayev bainus, ali de anos. So it's not so clear yesterday. I said yesterday, it's not so clear in Rishis Almas Mahalach. Whatever the reason why you have to have that tonight, but you do have to have, there is a tonight that you have to have an achayev. So that there should be some kind of mumanistic and nafkusu, or it should be called that. Whether we should see a rotzen to have a kinyan in the chametz, whichever nusach of Rabbi Zalman we want to follow, it's very unclear how that's fulfilled with an anus. So I didn't want the achrayis. Where do you see that I want to have a kinyan? And it's not a momentous. It's a metzias. It's an unpleasant metzias. It's not a dini momentous. That's number one. Number two, both on Rav Shach's mahalach and Rabbi Zalman's mahalach, there's an objection that it should be enough to have a achrayis of pshia. Why do you have to have a chayis of gneva laveda? L'chay the lashon l'ramim in halacha gimel is mashma that he has to mekabel a chayis dafka of gzeila v'aveda. So Rav Shach says not a diuk. The Ramah means he was mekabel a chayis of gneva v'aveda al yedei pshir. I think it's a little bit dochug in the Ramah, even though it's the lashon of the Gemara, the lashon of the Bahag. Nonetheless, the Ramah l'chay is a little bit of a dochug. I thought perhaps to say a third malach. We'll use Rabbi Zalman, but it's a different malach. And that's as follows. Maybe we could say why was it so posher to the achrayim that dover hagoyim l'momen? Okay, we have two choices. How do we understand the xeris hakosav v'lo yimotzei? Is the Torah saying that even though b'chol Torah kula davar gaim l'mamon is not k'mamon and dami, but here it's k'mamon and dami? Or we say, no, here also davar gaim l'mamon is not k'mamon and dami, and the chiyuv is not because of davar gaim l'mamon. The chiyuv is because the achrayis itself is mechayiv in b'al yiro b'yimotzei. So a priori, I would be inclined to say in the Rambam that it's al davar gaim l'mamon. Not that the achrayis itself is mechayev in bal yiro b'yimotzei, because it's not a real achrayis. There's no achrayis. Al pi din, there's no achrayis. Beis din will not demand of him to pay. It's not an achrayis. Even a goyish court won't do it. There's no din of machusa. Nothing. There's a guy who's going to come b'choska by force, and he's going to take the money. That can't be called an achrayis. It's hard to believe that would be called an achrayis. Tim mechayev in bal yiro b'yimotzei. I would think more that the Rambam is going to go along the lines of it's a davar gaim l'mamon, and even though we call it a kula davar gaim l'mamon, we don't pass like Rav Shimon, and it's lafkim mamon dami. But here it's kimamon dami. The emes lashon the Rambam, the harayu kishaloi. it's mashed with that. The Ram doesn't say it's not yours, but the achrayis is enough. The Ram says it's kishaloi. Kishaloi is psalosin of dovagam lumam and kimam. So I would be inclined to think in the Ram that the Ram is going along the lines of dovagam lumam. That here by chum, it's dovagam lumam is kimam and dami. And the Ram holds that even an anus makes it into a dovagam lumam, even though it's not apidin and it's not justifiable and garnished. It's just brute force. At the end of the day, it's a dovagam lumam. He has a revach. If he'll have a hefset if the chometz disappears. Why was it so poshut to the achrayim that that's not enough to make it into a dovah agayim l'mamon? The Taz already assumed for dovah poshut that that's not called a dovah agayim l'mamon. The Taz asked it for a kash on the Rambam. The Gemara says that according to Rabbi Shimon, the dovah agayim l'mamon is kimamon dami. Why do we need a posuk? Says the Taz, if you're the Rambam, you need a posuk for the case of anus. It's certainly not a dovah agayim l'mamon. It must be some kind of gzeis hakosuf. So I need the gzeis hakosuf even according to Rabbi Shimon. You see from the Taz's question that he took for granted that this is not called that an anus, an achrayis of anus, is not doesn't make a dovah agayim l'mamon. Why was that so poshut? Why can't we say that that is a dovah agayim l'mamon? What's the difference? Why? The fact is that if this chometz will be destroyed, will be stolen, won't be whatever something happens to the chometz, I will have a hefset because the Godfather is going to come and he's going to take the money from me. So why was it so poshut to the Taz and to Rabbi Zalman and to Rav Shach? Why did everybody assume that that's not a dovah agayim l'mamon? So they don't really spell it out. I think maybe that the reason why it was so poshut to them that it's not a dovah agayim l'mamon is because if that's the case, and I said this yesterday, if that's the case, then why does it have to be a pikadon at all? What if there's chometz in the street and then the guy comes to me and he says, you better watch that chometz. If you better take care of that chometz. If something happens to that chometz, then something's going to happen to you. Would that be kimam and dami? If somebody will steal that chometz, will be chayiv kefil to me, according to Reb Shimon. So I thought that's why they thought for the Avoposhut that the mere anus, the mere threat of the anus can't make a dovah agayim l'mamon. But maybe we could say it differently. And we'll explain why it's different in that case. Maybe an anus could make a dovah agayim l'mamon. If an anus could make a dovah agayim l'mamon, so why is it different than chometz in the street? So maybe we could say, I'll say a hesber for it. Let me first say the vort itself, and then I'll be masber why it's so. But maybe the pshat is that dovah agayim l'mamon kimamon dami only works in a case where be'etzem I have a kinyan in it. I have some kind of kinyan. The kinyan itself is not a mumminus, but I have a kinyan in the chayfetz. Then, if it's also goyim l'mamon, then it's kimamon dami and it's called that it's mine and I could be tevei the hezek, or I could be tevei the kefil, or I could be tevei the dalavei. But something in which I have no kinyan at all. It's just chometz in the middle of the street. Doesn't belong to me. Doesn't belong to anybody else. I have no kinyan in it. So the fact that if it's destroyed, I will have a hefset, does not make it into kimam and dami. All of the cases that we have in the Gemara of Dovah Agayim L'mamon and kimam and dami are all cases where I have a certain kinyan in the chayfetz. One of the cases in the Gemara that where we have the idea, Shimon's idea of Dovah Agayim L'mamon and kimam. We have it, first of all, by Kodshim Shechayah Be'achar Yusuf, by a korban, where he said, I read a lie, and he was mafish a korban. A korban, even if you hold not like Reb Shimon, a korban belongs to the Bailim. The Gemara says that when you mafish a korban, it's not a shini reshus, because meikorah toira deru'uven, v'hashta toira deru'uven. It's my korban before I mafish it, and it's my korban after I mafish it. That's why I get kapara from it, because it's my behemoth. I coin to the rabban, if somebody steals it, they don't owe me kefil. If it's my carbon, so what if to come out to Reb Shimon, dovah agayim l'mamon? It's my behemoth, hashta toyer deruven. So the pshat is, Rav Chaim explains this, and it's a famous Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim says this is the difference between kachim mizbeach and kachim bedek kabayis. Kachim bedek kabayis, it's a kinyan, a maknit the hektish, it no longer belongs to me at all. Now that it belongs to Hekdesh, it gets Kedusha by virtue of the fact that it belongs to Hekdesh. Kodshim is Be'ah, when I'm Akdesh a Korban, it's just the opposite. It's not a Kinyan. I'm not Maknit There's no Hekdesh doesn't own it. I own it. I mechil kedusha in it. It starts with the kedusha. I give it a kedusha's carbon. Once it has a kedusha's carbon, the kedusha's carbon evacuates all of my mominess in the carbon because it becomes also behana. I can't be nana from it. All I can have from it is a kapara. So every other kind of mominess that I have in the carbon is now disappears. But notice every schusse moment that I had in this behema, now that it has kedushas misbeach, so I lose it. It's sort of like, you have to know in the details, but sort of like an isuri hanoah. See, I know it's not a Kenyan, but once something is also about no, I lose my mominess in it. Some Yishayim hold it's not mine at all. Even if it is mine, it's only mine for certain things. I can't be today, somebody steals it, they're not chayav kefil to me. I lose all my schusim mammon in it. So here also, it belongs to Goliath. The emes tak also about no, except for the hadno of having a kapara. So mele, I lose my schusim mammon. I don't have any schusim mammon anymore. I can't be today kefil, I can't be today dalad behei, I can't be today even the Karen, because I lost my schusim mammon in the carbon. The kedusha makes me lose all my schusim mammon. But it's be'etzem mine. I don't have schusim mammon. Because what can I do with this garment? I can't be nana from it. I can't eat it. I can't sell it. So I lose all my schusim mammon. It becomes like Yisr HaNo. So I can't be teveya. I can't be teveya of somebody who's mazikit, according to the Rabbanan. All I have in it, all that's left in it is the kapara. But be'etzem is something which I have a kinyan. I have a kinyan. Except that the kinyan is eviscerated by the kedusha. So here Reb Shimon holds that since Dovah Goyim Laman is Kimam Adami, so the fact that if it's a case where I was Makabal Achayis, where I have Achayis, Harei Alai, if it's Harei Zu and I have no Achayis, then it's Takan Nos Chusim Maman, even according to Reb Shimon. But in the case where I said Harei Alai, so I have Achayis, and it's a Dovah Goyim Laman, if the carbon will disappear, I'm going to have to pay money to buy another carbon. So Reb Shimon's Mechadish, that's also called the Chusim Maman. That's also a Mamanistic Chus. So it becomes kimam and domi, but it's kimam and domi in a case where there is a pre-existing kinyan that I have in the carbon, which can now be filled with the schusim mamon of dovah garim l'mamon. Al derech zeh, where else do we have dovah garim l'mamon? We have dovah garim l'mamon by gneva, where if a ganav steals something, it's by the ganav, it's a dovah garim l'mamon. So the ganav has bilis in it because it's a dovah garim l'mamon. That's a gemara in Baba Kama involved. That's easy. Gana tak eskin yorek neva. Where else do you have Dovah Goyim L'mamon? By a shomer. Agamar. By a shomer, there's such things Dovah Goyim L'mamon K'mam and Dami. Well, that's, there we could actually use a visizam. That's a case where I have a kinyan. Because a visizam was mechadish based on the, it wasn't mechadish. He found the Rabbeinu Chananel. The famous Rabbeinu Chananel, that I have a kinyan. In a shomer has a kinyan in the pikadon, meaning it's his in his rishus. It's like a ganav. It's in his rishus. The fact that it's in his rishus, even if it's kaima ba'agam, he could be kainit from the bailam. If the bailam wanted to be makna to him, even if it's kaima ba'agam, he could be kainit. What kinyan did he do? Because he has a kinyan in the pikadon. So it's a kinyan le'inyan that he's a chiyush shmira, but he has a kinyan in the pikadon, like a ganav has a kinyan. It's brishusai. He has the kinyan that he's shaylut in it. So mele that he doesn't have to do any further ma'aseh kinyan. So there also, so it comes out by Shomer also, you have a certain kinyan in the chayfetz. So there, all of these cases, what they have in common, all the cases of Dovah Goyim L'mamon, it comes out, they all have in common that I have a kinyan in the thing. So then Reb Shimon says that Dovah Goyim L'mamon is kimam and dami. But in a case where stam something sitting in the street, I have no kinyan in it. So there's no such thing as Dovah Goyim L'mamon kimam and dami. So I want to suggest, and I'm going to explain why this is true. First, I want to say the word itself. So maybe it's not so far-fetched, the Ram held, that it doesn't matter why it's Goyim L'mamon. It could be Goyim L'mamon, because I'll be din, to some kind of Achayas that it was Makabel. And it could be Goyim L'mamon, because there's some Rube Goldberg machine, that if this thing is Nifsud, I'm going to have a Hefsud. Doesn't matter why. Maybe it's a monkey who's trained that if this thing is Nifsud, it's going to come and take money out of my pocket. There's a Goy Anos, who if this thing is Nifsud, it's going to come and take money out of my pocket. It doesn't matter why. It doesn't matter why and wherefore. That's still called the Dovah Goyim L'mamon. Either the Chayim assume not the way. So I'm saying the Chayim assume not the way because then why do you say the same thing about Chametz in the street? The answer is Chametz in the street, I have no kinyan. I have no kinyan in the Chametz in the street. So there it doesn't help that it's Goyim L'mamon. The din of Dovah Goyim L'mamon is only in things in which I have a kinyan. So then Dovah Goyim L'mamon is Kimam Adami. But what makes it a Goyim L'mamon? It could be even Al Yedei, an Anos, even Al Yedei, whatever it is, doesn't matter why. What's the Havana? Why is Dorma Gremel Moment Kamama Dorma only in something that I have a Kenyan? So this is maybe an entree into what I want to talk about today some more, is what's the Havana in the din of Dovra Gremel Moment Kamama Dorma? So we'll start with the Ramban in Ksuvah, Taflam Adala. And the Ramban is a big key to understanding Dovra Gremel Moment Kamama Dorma. It's maybe Tosfos too, but the Ramban is more explicit. The Gemara talks about this. The Gemara in Ksuvah, Lama Dalet, talks about somebody's a shomer and a shor. He was pesheya, and the shor went out and killed somebody, and now it's a shor in Iskol. I said, I'm not. The shor now is going to get killed. So the shomer is sitting on top of this, he has this shor in Iskol. Somebody comes and he steals it. So Rameyer says that the person who stole the shor in Iskol from the shomer is chayev. This is how the Gemara explains Rameyer. He's chayev kefen. Not only that, but if he shechts it, he's chayev dalad v'hei. So Rameyer says, why? Why? A, the shor in Iskol is also b'hano. B, it doesn't belong to the shomer altogether. So like, it's doubly shor. So the Gemara says, Rameyer's shita rests on two assumptions. Number one, Rameyer holds, like Rabbi Yaakov, that a shomer who was watching a shor, and he was pesheya, and the shor went out and became a shor in Iskol. So even though he's a pesheya, and he has to pay for the shor, now Basin is going to come kill the shor. What's the shomer? The shomer's going to have to pay the bam because he was a pesheya. But Kozman, the shor in Iskol, is still alive. The shomer can give it back to the bailam, and he can say, Harei shel chol lefanecha. It's not worth anything anymore. You gave me a shor that was worth a lot of money. I'm giving back a shor that's on death row. It's not worth anything. That's the din of Reishul of Shalchol of Anecha. Since it's a Hezek Shein and Nikr, you can give it back to the Baalim Kameishu. Like we have a Gemara Pesachim, that if I was a Shomer and Chometz, and then it became Chometz for all about Pesach, I can give it back to the Baalim, and I could say Reishul Chol of Anecha. I always a Pesheh. Doesn't matter. The Chometz is still Be'en. The fact that it's not worth anything is only because of religious reasons. It's a Hezek Shein and Nikr. Never mind religious, but it's a Hezek Shein and Nikr. And Mimela, I could still give it back to the Baalim and say, Reishul Chol of Anecha. So that's Hanocha number one. That this Shomer could give the Shor Niskel back to the Baalim and he would be potter. If the Shor Niskel disappears, then the Shomer is going to have to pay. Because he was Peshay in the Shor, and he has to, once he's Peshay, he has to pay for it. Whatever happens, he has to pay for it. So therefore, it comes out that the Shomer has a monetary interest in the Shor. That's number one. Number two, says the Gemara, Rab Meir holds like Rab Shimon that Dova Gram Lomamin is Kimamin Domi. So a monetary interest is enough to make it into his Momin. So you put the two things together. The Shor in Iskol is a Dova Gram Lomamin for the Shomer, because the Shomer wants it in order to give it back to the Baalim to be Nifter. And number two, Dova Gram Lomamin Kimamin Domi, Rab Shimon. That's the Gemara. Fact Tosfos. Why does the Gemara have to say that the Rameyer holds like Rav Shimon the Dovah Gram Lomamin is Kimam Adami? The Gemara could have said simpler. Rameyer holds like Rameyer. Because we know that Rameyer is Doin Dinah Degami. Shita's Rameyer is that Hasarev Shtaroysev Shel Chaverev. If you have IOUs that you want to collect, and I come and I burn up your IOUs, so Chachomim say, I'm Potter, because it's only Groma. So it's only Garmi. It's a Garmi. I caused you a hefzid, but it's not directly, it's indirect. And I was Garmi a hefzid. Rameyer is doin din de Garmi. Rameyer says that Garmi, speak Shalom Yishlein, what's Garmi, how is Garmi different than Groma? And if it's different than Groma, how is it different than Groma? So Yishlein holds the same thing in Chanami. Garmi is another, Garmi is Groma with a Yud instead of Aleph. Same thing. And the Ramban holds Garmi is when it's a Vade Hezek. Grom is a Sofik. Garmi is where it's Vade. I burn up your stars, it's a Vade that you have a Hefzid. So Grom is Potter, but Garmi Ramei holds his Chayim. And there's other Shittas in the Shayim. It's not our Sugi right now. But Ramei is doing Dinu Garmi. Sarev Shtarosu Shachaveir is Chayim according to Ramei. So asks Tosfos, so what do you have to come out to Rabbi Shimon that it's a Dovah Garmi Lamaman? Typically, that it's what do you have to say? Rameyer holds like a Shimon. I don't need Rameyer hold like a Shimon. It's enough that Rameyer holds like a Rameyer. He's Rameyer's done. Dinu Degami. And the emes is that the oikets of the kasha is because the Gemara itself is done. Because the Gemara says, where's the Gemara? The Gemara Baba Kama Tzadik Ches talks about the case of Sarev Shtar Osu Shal Chaverov. And the Gemara over there, and Rameir says Sarev Shtar Osu Shal Chaverov is the Rameir's Bechayev because he's doing Din Degami. The Gemara there discusses, what about Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon is not a Rav Shimon, Mamon, Kimam, and Dami. Would he also hold that if you're Sarev Shtar Osu Shal Chaverov, you're Chayev? Dover Rav Shimon, the Shtar is a Dover Rav Shimon. So the Gemara says, maybe not. A shtar, maybe Rav Shimon only says Dovarim Lamam Kimamadami when you're talking about something which is Gufa Imaman. The Shar Niskal is itself, Be'etzim is a Shar, it's Mamanus. Carbon, Be'etzim, it's a Maman. It's not my Maman, but it's Maman. It's somebody's Maman. Maybe belongs to Ektish. Maybe it's also not, but it's. Well, Shar Niskal, you have to know, but Be'etzim, it's not mine, but it's Mamanus. It's a physical, it has Mamanus, intrinsic Mamanus. A shtar is a nominal shabbos. The paper is worth nothing. Its value is only nominal. It's not called it's not gufei mammon. Merits in many places. A shtar is not gufei mammon. It's not intrinsically mammonous. It's mammonous because of what you could do with it. So maybe Rav Shimon is only doing din gami, or maybe Rav Shimon only says dover gam mammon ki mammon dami when you're talking about a behema, you're talking about something which is a gufei mammon. But a shtar that's not a kufay mammon, maybe the adav agram mammon is not a mammon dami. Rameir is done din gami is mechayiv even on that. So you see from that Gemara, this is where Tosfos is coming from. You see from that Gemara that Rameir is more machmir. I don't know if machmir is the right word. Rameir is more mechayiv than Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is only said adav agram mammon kamammon dami something that's kufay mammon. But a shtar that's not kufay mammon, that far he doesn't go. Rameir goes further and he says you don't even need kufay mammon. Even a shtar, which is not kufay mammon, Rameir is dan din in the gami. So what does the Gemara have to say? That's the Gemara Baba Kama. So going back to the Gemara Ksuvas Lama Dalet, what does the Gemara have to say that by this case of the Shar Niskel, the Shomer had the Shar Niskel, that Rameir holds like Rav Shimon and he's there for, and dover gam lamamin's kamamun dami, and that's why you have to pay kefil to the Shomer. You don't have to come out to Rameir holding like Rav Shimon. Rameir holds more than Rav Shimon. Rameir holds like Rameir. Rameir is dan din in the gami. So Taisa says two terutzim. One terutz does not mean Yenehu. One terutz that Taisa says is that even though Rameir has done Dinu Negami, and Dinu Negami is even more than Dover Garim L'Maman, but that's only in regard to the Kerem. But when it comes to Kefil and Dalet V'Hei, Lo Shamanu that Rameir has done Dinu Negami, that Timim Chayv Yedalet V'Hei. Reb Shimon holds Dover Garim L'Maman even for Kefil and Dalet V'Hei, because that's the case of Reb Shimon, is somebody stole a korban shechayev becher yisrei, and Rav Shimon says the ganav is chayev kefil and dalet vehei. So even though a mayor is doin din gami, which is stronger than dover gam l'mamon, but that's only in regard to keren. It's stronger by keren, but for kefil dalet vehei leishamano that a mayor is mechayev kefil and dalet vehei. For that I have to come on to the din of the Rav Shimon of dover gam l'mamon. That's what Taisus. That's all Taisus says. Taisus doesn't explain the difference. What's the difference? The keren or the kefil? The Ramban explains. The Ramban says, Dina de Gami, the Ramban is over there in Ksuba Islam Adal. Is the Ramban? Dina de Gami is, hold on a second. Yeah, says the Ramban, Dina de Gami is a totally different animal than Dova Gaim L'Mamon. By Dina de Gami, let's say you serve Shtaris Shul Chaverov. Somebody, Reuven burnt up Shimon's Shtaris. Shimon takes Reuven to Beistin. According to Mary, could Dina de Gami. What is Reuven being Tevea? The loss of the Shtar or the loss of the Chayv? He's being Tevea, the loss of the Chayv. The money that he has coming to him, that now he won't be able to collect because he doesn't have a shtar anymore. It's a tvias hezek. It's an indirect hezek. It's like a grama. It's more vaday, so it's more than a gomer. You're, by burning up my shtar, I'm not being tevei the shtar, I'm being tevei the money that you were mafsing me because you were serif my shtar. That's why Rameh doesn't care if it's gufei moment. It doesn't matter if the shtar is gufei moment or not gufei moment. The shtar could be a ghost. It could be, it could be something in the cloud. The shtar could be something, it doesn't have to be something physical. But by being serif the shtar, you deleted the data on my hard drive. But by doing that, you caused me a hefsed, money, real money out of my pocket. So that's the nidgami. That's why Rameh doesn't care if it's, I'm elaborating there, but that's why Rameh doesn't care if it's kufi mama and not kufi mama. But that's only Karen and not Kefil, because we're talking about a chiv mazik. There's no chiv Kefil and mazik. Kefil, you have to, for Kefil dalav hay, you only have Kefil dalav hay and the gnev itself. Over here, the only thing that I stole, let's say I stole the stars. I stole them. I was a ganav on the stars. I'm not going to pay kefil on that because, yeah, I was going to have said for the chayv. So for the chayv, I have to pay al smazik. That's dina de gami. What does that have to do with the star? Maybe for the star, maybe on the paper of the star, I have to pay kefil, but not more than that. Dover agoyim lemomim says the Ramban is something else entirely. Dover agoyim lemomim means that the behema itself, since it's worth money to me, so it's considered to be my behema. And I'm b'teveya, when you steal my shor niskel, the shomer's, this shor niskel that the shomer is holding on to, that's worth money to him. So I'm the shomer is teveya the shor niskel itself. It can't be teveya the hefset out of the money in his pocket. The money in his pocket, that's mazik, that's not gneva. Kefil is only for gneva. What he was going to was the shor niskel. He's teveya the shor niskel. Either shor niskel is not worth anything. The shor niskel is worth something. First of all, it's not your shor niskel. Number one, it's not your shor niskel. And B, the shor niskel is not worth anything. That's what Dovah Goyim Lamamon says. Dovah Goyim Lamamon says that since to me it's worth something, since to me it's worth something, so it's mine. You know, the Ramban doesn't even talk. So I'm going to tell the Ramban says a few lines, a few words. I'll tell you more or less, more literally what the Ramban says. But al kaponim, I'm just fleshing it out. By the din of Dovah Goyim Lamamon says that the shor niskel is worth money. It's worth money to me, and therefore I can be teveyu as ganav on the shor niskel itself, and yichayev to be kefil and dalad vei. Other rishonim have a lashon over there, have a lashon that Dovah Goyim Lamamon is like a kiss molei mois. It's like a purse full of gold, for purse full of money. The shor niskel is full of money to me. To me, the shor niskel is a kiss molei mois. You stole my kiss molei mois. You have to pay kefil dalad vei. So on the one hand, Reb Shimon, it has to be gufei moment. You can only say it has to be something which be'etzim is not a shtar, not a nominal thing. It has to be a real behema. A real behema, Reb Shimon says, it could be a dover gam moment. This behema is worth money to me. It may not be worth money to anybody else, but to me it's worth money. And the shtar, you can't say that. The shtar, its value is, it's not a gufei moment. Yeah, maybe that needs a hesber, but it's not a gufei moment. So there, Reb Shimon would never say that the shtar itself is worth its face value. It's a groma on the face value. So Rav Shimon would not say dover gomer moment in a shtar. But in a behemoth, which is gufei moment, so it's a shor niskel, it's not worth anything to anybody else, but to me, it's gufei moment, it has value to me, it's a kiss molei mois, and I'm chayav. That's what the Ramban says. The chayav, that's the pshat and tosis too. We'll see, we're not going to get to it today, maybe we'll revisit if that's the pshat and tosis. But that's how the Ramban is miyasid, it's a fundamental havana, the idea of Dover Gaim Lamaman. Dover Gaim Lamaman, the thing itself is cool. I'm not being Tevea the Hezek. The thing itself has value to me because to me it's a kiss mole mois. It's full of value to me. So may I give you Tevea. The Lashon Rabban is very bekitzer. But this is what he means. He's dover gaim l'mamon haynu de choshev m'maymer. Aval dinin de gami eino yele tfias a hefsid ve'eino inyan de kefil v'dalad vei. That's what the Ramban says. But this is, we're just elaborating the Ramban. So Mela, go a step further. I would suggest that Mela, the whole din of dover gaim l'mamon is that it's a kiss molei mois, that this behemah is worth a lot of money. To me, it's worth a lot of money. That makes it into a kiss molei mois. But what makes it my kismolimois? What makes it? I'll have a hefset if it's lost. So that makes it valuable, and it's valuable to me. But the fact that it's valuable to me doesn't make it mine. It has to. What makes it mine? So here's what I want. Here's what I want to say. What makes it mine? You have to have the tzirif advarim. I have to have a kinyan in it. The fact that it's giving me a hefset is not a kinyan in it. I have to have a kinyan in it. But if the kinyan itself, the kinyan that I have in it, is not a moment, it doesn't have any din moment. My kinyan, like in a carbon, I have a kinyan in the carbon. It's my carbon. But the rabbanu would say, yeah, it's your carbon, but you can't be tevei anything from it, because even though it's yours, but you have no momentous in it. So it's like an empty kiss. The carbon for you is an empty kiss. It's like you own something, but it has no value. It's also ba'anot. You can't be nene from it except to have a kapar. So Rabbanu would say, it may be, the carbon is yours. I agree. It has to tour the ruben. It's your carbon. You get the kapar. But you don't have any momentous in it, so you can't be teveit. You can't be teveit. Rav Shimon says, no. Since it's garmi me a hefset by its loss, it doesn't have conventional momentous. I can't be nene from it. I can't sell it. But it will cost me dear if it's nifsan. So that's enough to say that it has value. That gives it value. But value is not enough. It has to be my value. It has to be a value that belongs to me. What makes it belong to me? What makes it belong to me is that I have a kinyan in it. Derech, so all the cases of Dovah Gerem Lamam, like I said before, they're all cases where I have a kinyan in it. I'm a shomer. This is ominous in the acid, in the Rambam at least, that a shomer has a kinyan in the pikadon. So shomer has it, since he's shomer, the Torah gives him, it's like kinyan agreva. He has a kinyan in the pikadon. Now, his kinyan in the pikadon is limited to certain things. It's for a chiyav achrayis, it's for a chiyav shmira. It's not normally a kinyan that has, it's mostly obligations. It's not, right? It's mostly a burden, like a lot of kinyanim are mostly burdens. The kinyan that a shomer has in the pikadon is mostly burdensome. So it's not a value. So he can't be teveit. You know, you stole something from me. So I'm there today. You know, somebody got stolen from me. I go to Basin, he stole something from me. Okay, fine. Let's figure out how much is it worth. Well, it's worth minus $50 because the insurance and everything is so that's what a pikadon is to a shomer normally. It may be his. He has a kinyan in it. The Baal also has a kinyan in it, but he also has the shomer also has a kinyan in it. But the kinyan the shomer has in it is it doesn't have a din moment. He can't be tevei it. Rav Shimon's mechadash, no, it hasn't in mumen because there's such a thing as a mumen. There's such a thing as a value that comes from the fact that if it's nifsed, I'm going to have a hefsed. That's also called a din mumen. So that's the chiddush of Rav Shimon. Normally, Chacham said that's not called a din mumen. A din mumen is not that if it'll get lost, you're going to suffer. If it will be destroyed, you'll suffer a loss. Din mumen has to be a positive din mumen that you could do something with it. You could sell it. You could eat it. You could have something from it. And Shimon's mechadash, no, dover agayim l'mamen is kemamen. The fact that if it gets destroyed, I will have a financial loss, that's called a value. But it has to be, I have to have a kinyan in it, otherwise it could be valuable from today till tomorrow, but it's not mine. So the kinyan comes from the fact that a shomer has a kinyan. Likewise, ganav, all the cases of dover agayim l'mamen. Something that's out on the street, it may be a dover agayim l'mamen to me. It may be that if an anus tells me that if I don't watch it, I'm going to have to pay. So it has a value to me because if it gets destroyed, I'll suffer a loss. But that doesn't help. That just says that it's valuable. But it's a valuable hefkerdika thing that's sitting in the street. How could I be today? They may less it's here for dorm. You have to have a kinyan, so that makes it mine. But then I have to have a din moment. The din moment comes to the fact that if Shimna holds a dover gam l'mamen k'mamen dami. So now circling back to where we started. So zen noisin mokim lema. That le'olam, maybe the Rambam who says that an anus that's an anus is enough is kishaloi. The achray is that the anus forces on me makes it kishaloi. So we did dover gayim l'mamen. We'll say nechanami. That's enough to make it a gayim l'mamen. Bottom line is it's a fact. I know the Rambam's lesson is I know that if it gets destroyed, I'm going to be out money because the anus is going to come and that's it. There's no escaping that. That's what's going to happen. So I have a hefset. So it's called, says the Rambam, Harei Kishalei. That's called the Dover Gaim Lamaman. I have a Din Maman in it. Either Achrayim assumed that for Dover Pasha, that can't be. Yeah, they assumed the Dover Pasha, they thought it can't be because that would be ridiculous. That means, I'm putting words in their mouth. I think that's why they thought it's so far-fetched because you can say that about anything. You know, if it doesn't rain today, my crops will be nifsed. That doesn't mean that I own the clouds. So that doesn't make a Dover Gaim Lamaman. The answer is, yeah, of course that doesn't make a Dover Goyim Mammon, because Dover Goyim Mammon by itself is nothing. It's not enough that it's valuable. It has to be my valuable thing. I don't own the clouds to begin with. But here I have a kinyan in it. So once I have a kinyan in the chametz, because Hashemer has a kinyan, we need Rav Zalman for this nekuda, that Hashemer has a kinyan in the pikadon. Since Hashemer has a kinyan in the pikadon, so that's not a din mammon. It doesn't make it, it's a kinyan that doesn't have any content. But Rav Shimon's mechadish that the kinyan has content, because Dover Goyim Mammon is also a shabbos. So that's good. The Rama, the it's takamid in dover gam l'mamon, and the anus is also the dover gam l'mamon. But again, but see if the fact that I have a kinyan in the pikkun. Yeah. Okay, so that's as far as the Rama is concerned. But this really opens up the discussion to talk about dover gam l'mamon. So we now have a theory of dover gam l'mamon. The Ramban is very clear that the idea of Dover Goyim Lamamon is, it's not like Dina Negami. Dina Negami is a tefillah of the Hezek. It's primarily a right to be Tevei the Hezek. You can be Tevei me an indirect Hezek. You sprint on my stories, you deleted my hard drive, now I'm not going to be able to collect my debts. So I can be Tevei the Hezek of the debts. That's not the same thing as that's Dina Negami. That's not Dover Goyim Lamamon. Dover Goyim Lamamon is that the behem itself, since its loss costs me, so if you use the Lashon of other Rishonim, it's a kis moly mois. I'm adding that I have to have some kind of kinyan in it because it has to be my kis moly mois. And that's the thing of Dover Goyim Lamamon. So this gives rise now to a question. Let's go back to Agamar. Agamar said, we have a pasuk, Le'yimotzei, so the Gemara asks, in the Lishna Basra, the Gemara asks, Bishlam al Rabbanon, the Torah Gemara Mammon is not Kimam and Dami. So I understand why you need a pasuk. Because by the regular rules of the game, Torah Gemara Mammon is not Kimam, it's not enough. So now I need Exerce Kosov. What does it say in Exerce Kosov? Yeah, that's the discussion we've had for the last 2 days. Does the Xeris Akosov say that even though Ba'al Madom Agam Mammon is not Kamam Adami, but by Chametz it is Kamam Adami, which I think is Pshat in the Rama? Or is it, no, it's nothing to do with Dover Goyim Lamamon. The Torah says the Achayas itself is Machayev. I told you Rav Meir Simcha, he wants to be toiled in Machaykas Sushainim if a Ganav has a Dinabai Rabbi Motse. If it's as Dover Goyim Lamamon, Rav Meir Simcha says, so it is a Dover Goyim Lamamon. But if it's that the Achayas itself is Machayev, so the Achayas of a Ganav is not an Achayas on the Chametz. It's an achrayas for the Maisa Gneva. He has to pay because of the Maisa Gneva, but he's not achrayas for the Chometz. That Hanocha is not so poshut. A Kaponim, we don't have to retrace all of our steps. But fine, in Rabbanim, we're good. Dover Goyim Lamamon is not Kimam and Dami. Comes along with Xerxes Kosov and says either that here it is Kimam and Dami, or that Stam the achrayas Mechayim and Bari Rabbi Mot. But the Gemara asks, but according to Rav Shimon, Dover Goyim Lamamon is Kimam and anyway. And call it Terekul Dover Goyim Lamamon is Kimam and Dami. So why do I need a pasuk? My answer is, Rav Shimon only said Dover Goyim Lamamon Kimam Adami when it's less of a'ene, after the thing is stolen. When it's isa be'ene, there's no Dover Goyim Lamamon. Here, the chametz is be'en. The chametz wasn't stolen. If it'll be stolen, you'll have a hefset. The chametz wasn't stolen. Chometz is right here, safe and sound, sleeping in its bed, and it's a shav. If I'm by Rabbi Rabbi Yimotze, so the Gemara says that's nothing to do with Dover Goyim Lamamon. At kam the Gemara. So the Gemara Shver, both in Svara, and also Shver from another from a Gemara. First of all, in Svara, we just saw from the Ramban that the idea of Dover Goyim Lamamon is not that I'm Tevei the Hezek, but that the thing itself, since its loss will cost me, is a kis moly mois. Again, it's not Lashon Ramban, kis moly mois, but that's the idea that you'll see in the Ramban, and other Rishonim have that Lashon Beferish. It's a kis moly mois. So why is it less of a kis moly mois when it's Ben? Bishlama, if Dova Gram Lumoman was a Tvias Hezlik like Garmi, so that I would understand. I can only be Tvias the Hezek after there was a Hezek. You stole from me the Chometz, now I have a Hezek, so I can be Tvias the Hezek. But we're not talking about that. We're not talking about Tvias Hezek. Tvias Hezek wouldn't be capable of that. We're saying that the thing itself has a Shabbos to me because it's Kismolimai, since it's loss. Since its loss will implicate me in a loss, so it's called by me, it's considered to be a kismoli mois. So I would think it's even more kismoli mois when it's around. It's even more shava when it's around. I mean, what's the difference? Why do I have to wait for it to be destroyed? Svara, it's very hard to understand why it should matter if it's isabani or less isabani. It's also hard to understand if it only becomes a davar gam l'maman when it's less of the ene. So how are you chayev? How's the gan of chayev kefil? I stole a carbon that I'm chayev that the bottom of chayev and achrayis. Right? Guy said, "Hari alai, it was mafresh the carbon." The gan of steals it. Reb Shimon says that's the case. That's the original case of Reb Shimon. The gan of has to pay kefil because it's a davar gam l'maman. When did it become a davar gam l'maman according to Agamara? After you stole it, when it's less of the ene. So that means. So where's the beguna from Beis Ish? It's the aleph base of kefil dalav hey of gnevis. You have to have a guna from Beis Ish. When it was sitting by me, it wasn't mammon. It became mammon when it went to the gan. Someone say boim keechod. Okay, boim keechod is an explosive thing. When do you say boim keechod? But akapanim, even if we'll say boim keechod, but the word itself is very hard to understand. Why is it less kismalimais when it's sitting by me than after it was stolen? That's a kasha in svar. In addition, the tzais in Shin Pei Vav Zayin asks him a gemara. The tzais says his son asked the kasha from a gemara in Sanhedrin Kufyud Beis. The gemara is talking about irani dachas. So the din is irani dachas. All the shalol has to be burnt. Shalol the tikbais, you have to burn all the shalol of the irani dachas. But the gemara has a rule shalol v'loy shlal shemayim. So if there's hektish in the Irani Dachas, that doesn't belong to the Irani Dachas, there's no Dinsreifel. So the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Shimon, if there were Kodshim Shechayev Bacharyuson, if people in the Irani Dachas had Kodshim that they had a Chayes for because they had said Harei Alai, Harei Alai Korban, and they were Mafresh to Behemoth to satisfy the Harei Alai, so according to Rabbi Shimon, the Dovah Gram Lamam is Kimamadami, then those Kodshim have to be destroyed. Ask the Gemara. Ask the Tzais, but it's Behem. Behem is around. Wasn't stolen. Nothing happened to the Behem. So the holding of Dovah Gram L'Mamon, it says in Agamar, the holding of Dovah Gram L'Mamon, Kimbamadam, is only after it's stolen, after it's not Behem anymore. But closed mind, it's Behem by the Bailam. So then there's no din of Dovah Gram L'Mamon, Kimbamadam. So what's happening over there? So why is the Chayav Seif? Shlal Shemayim. It's not Shlal. It doesn't belong to this guy right now. So that's the Pelon, that's the Pelon Gemara. That's the Kasha that exercises. Yeah, so it's the Kasha. Some Achayim want to say that maybe Agamara that says that Dovah Gram L'Mamon Kimamadami is only when it's less of Be'enei, the Gemara means without the Pasuk of Lo Yimotzi. The Pasuk of Lo Yimotzi is Megalo that Dovah Gram L'Mamon is Kimamadami even when it's Issa Be'enei. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is going after we have a Pasuk of Lo Yimotzi. That's a very shver word. To say that lo yimotzi megala rules about dovah gram l'mamon, lo yimotzi is possible by chometz. It's telling me it didn't by chometz. It's not telling me the rule of dovah gram l'mamon kimamadami kol ater kula. Evaharaya, what about according to the rabbanon? The rabbanon held dovah gram l'mamon kimamadami kol ater kula is not kimamon. Dovah gram l'mamon is not kimamadami kol ater kula. But by chometz you are chay. Why? Because it's a pasuk lo yimotzi. So why do you say that the pasuk is megala dovah gram l'mamon is kimamon? The answer is the pasuk is megala something about chometz, not megala dini dovah gram l'mamon kol ater kula. So why should we different according to Reb Shimon? That's a very shver thing. Yeah. So what do we do? We have here a double kasha. We have a kasha in svara. What's the svara that if it's isi be'enei, it's not called a dovah gram l'mamon? L'chari, it's a kis malei mois when it's isi be'enei, even more than when it's less be'enei. Not less than any of it. And number two, The thing has Shabbos. It has Shabbos. It tells that the Ramban tells us that the idea of Dovrgamim is not even Tavei the Hezek. I don't want to speak it out. If you were being Tavei the Hezek, I would understand the Gemara. But the Ramban, that's the side of the Ramban. The Dovrgamim doesn't mean you'd be Tavei the Hezek. Garmi is where you Tavei the Hezek. You sold, you burnt my shtar on me Tavei the money that I'm out. But that's not Kefil Dalad. That wouldn't be Mechayev Kefil and Dalad Mehe. Garmi is not Mechayev Kefil and Dalad Mehe. Dovagam Mamun is Mechayev Kefil and Dalad Mehe. Dovagam Mamun Kimamadami means that the behemoth itself, whose loss will incur a loss for me, is considered to be a Dover Hashavah Mamun, a Kis Moli Mois. And therefore, if you steal it, you're Chayev Kefil Dalad Mehe. For the thing itself, for the behemoth itself. For the theft of the behemoth itself, that is a Dovagam Mamun to me. So when the behemoth is around, why is it any different? I forget the whole idea of Gneva. If it's not true till after I lose it, then why is it even the Gunav of Beis Eish? Yeah, maybe. That's the Kashin Svar. And number two, Kashin from the Gemara, in Sanhedrin, by Yereni Dachas. The Gemara says, Kotchim Shchaya Bechar Yusun, according to Reb Shimon, it's called a Dovah Goyim L'mon. Why is it Dovah Goyim L'mon? It's Issa Be'ini. So there's a very there's a teretz from Kama Gedolei Olam, Chaim Eizer, in Achiezer, Chelek Gimel, Simon Samach Beis, I think. Rav Chaim said the same thing. It's not in Sefer, but it's brought down by Rav Chatzkel Avramsky in Chazon Yecheskel here in Pesachim, and Valchon in the Kibbutz Shurim here also. The Kibbutz Shurim I sent you also says the same word. They all misnabi besignoin. Basically the same word. Each one of their signaling, but it's one nebuah. What they said is like this. The whole chiluk that the Gemara is making between Issa Be'enei and Lesa Be'enei. Start with the Ksoisus Kasha. The Gemara is Mechalik Issa Be'enei, Lesa Be'enei. What about the Gemara is in Hedin about a carbon? Carbon of Yirani Dachas. Carbon of one of the Anshe Yirani Dachas. There's Issa Be'enei, and the Gemara calls it a Dovah Goyim L'mamon. Said of Chaim Eizer, and of Chaim, and of Elchanan, the Gemara's distinction between Issa Be'enei and Lesa Be'enei is by a pikodin, by a shomer. By a korban, Shechaya Bechar Yusai, there's no such distinction. And the pshat is like this. By a pikodin, by a shomer, like an agamara, kol zman, the pikodin was not Nenas, wasn't destroyed, there is no chiyuv. There is no chiyuv. The chiyuv achrayas kicks in when it's nenas. That's the Gemara in Ksuvus Lamadalit that I mentioned the other day, that Bani Niach Lem Parashula, that the chiyuv achrayas is mishas ha'oinus, not mishas ha'she'elo. Moshul, if somebody borrowed a parah and he died, and then it was nenas by the yorshim, the Yorshim don't have to pay. Even though Shailo is Chayav and Einsen. Because the Chiyav first kicked in after the guy was dead. The person who was in Kabbalah Achrayis was the Shailo. The Shailo is dead. If the Chiyav would be Mishas Shailo, then the Chiyav would be retroactively from the Shailo. So then the Chiyav would have been on the father and it would go, and now the estate would have to pay. But the Chiyav is not until it's Nenas. The Chiyav by a Pikodun, the Chiyav that we're talking about is when the thing is Nenas. Mimela. Kol's man, the chometz is still here. There's no chiyuv einson, there's no chiyuv achrayis. I mean, I have an obligation of achrayis, but I hope it won't kick in. But we'll just say the words. There's no chiyuv until the chiyuv happens. So mimela. It's not called a kismole mois. A kismole mois is where there's a chiyuv, and this thing is patterning me from the chiyuv. If I have a chiyuv, I have some obligation, some pre-existing obligation, and this item is patterning me from that obligation, or it's fulfilling that obligation for me, that's a kismole mois. There is an obligation in the world, which I am satisfying, where I'm planning to satisfy it with this chayfetz. That's called the kismalei mois. It has Shabbos. because it is satisfying some obligation that I have. So by a pikadon, the obligation doesn't happen until the pikadon is nignav. If I'm watching a pikadon, I'm a shomer, and it's nignav, then all of a sudden I become chayav. If I have a chayas of nevel. So that, yeah, the obligation happens when it's nignav. At that point, it becomes a dover gram l'mama. But before it's nignav, I have no chiyuv. If because the chiyuv einsin and the chiyuv of einsin gneva veda, whatever shomer is chayavin, it only happens b'shas einus. The einus didn't happen yet. The gneva didn't happen yet. So I have no chiyuv. So I'm not holding the pikadon against the chiyuv. The fact that theoretically there might one day be a chiyuv and then it would be nice for me to have the pikadon, that's not enough to make it a dover gram l'mama. The dover gram l'mama is only if there's a chiyuv now that I'm satisfying with this item, with this pikadon. That's only true after it's less sebeini. That's agamar. So therefore the gemara says chametz on Pesach. There's no bayor b'yimotze. If without the pasuk. Without the special pasuk, Rav Shimon would say that's not called a dover gram l'mamon. What dover gram l'mamon? There's no chiyuv. There may one day be a chiyuv. If it'll be nenas, one day there might be a chiyuv. Right now there's no chiyuv. So right now the chametz is not patting me from any chiyuvim. It's not a kisma limois. So that's not called dover gram l'mamon k'mamon d'amin. Says the Gemara in the Lishna Basuk. That's why I need a pasuk. Without a pasuk, it's not called a dover gram l'mamon. And again, we keep have to say, and what does the pasuk accomplish? That I'm chay for the chayis alone. Where someone, maybe the pasuk accomplishes that's enough to be called a dover gram l'mamon l'inyan chametz, which is maybe even hard to understand now. But maybe for chametz it's enough that there might one day be an obligation. Whatever it is, but we're just trying to explain the Gemara. The Gemara is explaining without a pasuk, I would say it's not a dover gram l'mamon because it's less of it's isei be'enei, meaning right now there's no chiyuv. By a carbon, the situation is very different. By a carbon, The chiyuv existed before the carbon existed. Because by a carbon, where does the achrayas come from? The achrayas is not, I was mafish a carbon, I was makabel, some kind of achrayas of einsin. A carbon, the case of a carbon where you chayav b'achrayusin, kotshim shechayav b'achrayusin, what's the case of kotshim shechayav b'achrayusin? It started off that I said one day, hirei alai carbon. And now I have an obligation to bring a carbon. And then I took a behemah and I said, this behemah is to satisfy that obligation. And that's why a chayav and a achrayas. Because if the behemah is nifsad, I'm still going to have the outstanding Harei Alai. So that's the Achayis. It's very different. And this is going to be important going forward, this distinction now that Rav Chaim Eisner, all these rabbis saying who are making, it's like a major difference. Even though we use the word Achayis interchangeably, we talk about Kotshim Shechayav Achayusun, and then we talk about a Pikodin that Yechayav and the Achayis. It's a very different thing. By a Pikodin, the Yechayav and the Achayis, that means if the Pikodin is Nifsad, I have to pay for it because I'm responsible for the Pikodin. In varying degrees, if I'm a Shem Achinim, if I'm a Shem Asachar, I'm a Shoel, I have various degrees of responsibility for the Pekodin. By a carbon Shechayah Bachar Yusay, when Shimon talks about a carbon Shechayah Bachar Yusay, it's not that I have a Chrayis, because it's not that there's some kind of a Chrayis for the Behemoth. I have no Chrayis for the Behemoth. I have a pre-existing Chrayis for the Nether. The Chrayis is to the Nether, not to the carbon. I have a Nether of a Re'alai, I have now a Chrayis to fulfill my Nether. This Behemoth was fulfilling the Nether for me. The Baim is Nifsad, then I'm stuck with it, and the Nether is still here, and that's the Achrayas. Therefore, it says of Chaim Eisner, by a carbon, it doesn't matter if it's Isi Be'enei or Lesi Be'enei. The Achrayas, the Chiyuv existed before the carbon. Now the carbon is satisfying that Chiyuv. Avada, that's a Kisma Le'mois. So Mela, that's the whole word. That's the word. So Mela's Miyushev, both in Svara and in the Kasha in Svara and the Kasha in the Ksaisis Kasha from the Gemara. First of all, in Svara now we understand. What's the difference between Isi Be'enei and Lesi Be'enei? So if the Sir Rav Chaim, they're explaining for us. The difference in Isi Be'enei and Lesi Be'enei is that it's only called, we asked before, it's a Kisma Le'mois. What's the difference? The answer is it's only called a Kisma Le'mois if it's satisfying a chayv that already exists. But if it's not satisfying a chayv that exists, it just might one day satisfy a chayv that might one day exist. That's not called the kismal emois. So pikadon, kolzman the pikadon is not nifsad, is not is isi be'enei. There is no chayv. It may one day be a chayv, but right now there's no chayv. If there's no chayv, then the pikadon is not satisfying a chayv. It's not a kismal emois. It's only when it's less be'enei, when it's nignav, I nevad, now all of a sudden there's a chayv. which the carbon would have satisfied, which the chayfetz, the chametz, the pikadon would have satisfied for me had it been here, but it's not. That's called the tovagrem umama. That's angamar. So now we understand the sora. Mimele it follows that this distinction between isabene and lesabene is only a distinction by a pikadon. It's not a distinction by a carbon, because by a carbon there's a pre-existing chiyuv. The achrayis is for the neder, not for the behemah. So the achrayis, the chiyuv, is there from before. So even when the carbon is a isa be'enei, it's fulfilling a real chiyuv. So that's a dovah gaim umam. That's a kis malei mois. It doesn't matter if it's isa be'enei or isa be'enei, but that's a kis malei mois. Mimele is good to gemara. The choice is kasher from the gemara. The choice is agamars b'chalak in isa be'enei, lesa be'enei. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin is not by Irani Dachas, where you have a carbon in the Irani Dachas. The Gemara there's not. The Gemara says that that's called the Dovah Gaim Lumaman. It's not called Shlal Shamayim. It has to be burned according to Rav Shimon. Why is it? Because it's Dovah Gaim Lumaman. It's Isi Be'enei. The answer is, it's Agamar is Dovah Pikodim. The difference between the distinction between Isi Be'enei and Lesi Be'enei is a distinction that's only true by a Pikodim. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about a carbon. By a carbon, it makes no difference if it's isabani or less of any. There's a dovah gaim umama regardless, because there's a pre-existing chiyuv. The emes, so amazing one. The emes is, the tzais had another kasha also. Besides the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the tzais has a tesefta. There's a tesefta in Perek Dalet of Baba Kama, beginning of Perek Dalet. The tesefta says that if they're nizik, the mazik has to pay you, and if they're mazik, you have to pay the nizik. So says the Ksois, the tesefta obviously is going like Reb Shimon, the dovagram lumam and his kamamadami. If you hold like the rabbanon, then neither of those things make any sense. It's not a dovagram lumam. Rabban is going like Reb Shimon, dovagram lumam is kamamadami. And it says in the Tesefta that if they're nizik, you get paid. Okay, that we understand. But it also says if they're mazik, you're the balem and you have to pay. But it's easy bane. The behem is ban. If the behem is mazik, it's ban. And Agamar says that Tomagam Lumaman is only Kimama Domi when it's less a bane. There it's easy bane. Similar to Kitzer, it's another source. That seems to be against the Agamar. So says Reb Chaim Meiser, very good. The kasha disappears. Because that's also Gemara about a carbon. The distinction between Isi Be'enei and Lesi Be'enei is only by a pikadon. It's not true by a carbon. I'll tell you one more piece from Rav Elchanan, even though I don't want to overburden. But it's so beautiful. It's worth saying. Rav Elchanan has a Yosef. There's a Yerushalmi here in Pesachim. I think it's here in Pesachim. The Yerushalmi says, Yerushalmi is like this: if somebody was makdish chametz lebedek habayis, kodshim, he took chametz and he was makdish it. Says the Yerushalmi, lefi Reb Shimon, the dova agayim lamamin is kimam and dami. He's over by Rabbi Matzah. Meaning he was makdish chametz lebedek habayis, and then he left it around on Chametz Pesach. Comes Pesach time, and he has this chametz. So the fear of Shimon that it's a dovah gaim l'mamon. The case has to be said a real lie. He said a real lie that I'm going to give something, $10 worth of lebedek habayis, and then he took $10 worth of chametz, and he said this is to satisfy that chiyuv. So it's a dovah gaim l'mamon, because if the chametz will be nifsad. If the chametz will be nifsad, you're gonna be out. So that's it. So Gemara says, according to Rabbi Shimon, you're everybody Rabbi Moshe, because Zavah Gam Umam and Iskem Umam and Dami. So Lishami Shver, two things. Number one, it's Agamar says that's only by Lesa Beini. There it's Isa Beini. So we could add this to the list of kashas like the Tzaisa's kashas. There you have a Gemara that's the Yisham is talking about Isi Be'enei, the Chametz is Be'en. And it says that according to Rav Shimon, you're over by Rabbi Matzah. So that we already see right away what the answer is going to be. The whole distinction of Isibani and Lesibani was only said by a pikodin, where the chayv doesn't exist until it's nenas. But by a korban or even by bedek abayis, where the achrayis is not for the thing itself, the achrayis is for the neder, and the neder existed from the very beginning, then it doesn't matter if it's Isibani or Lesibani. So that part is that's right away good. But then there's a different kashya in the Yerushalmi. Why is the Yerushalmi say you're only ever acquainted to Reb Shimon? You're only ever acquainted to Reb Shimon. Agamor says that the Rabban also that with Achrayis you're ever Bali Rabbi Motze, because it's a Gezeres HaKosov of Bali Motze. Right? That's Agamor. Agamor says that the din of Yochli Yikavu Pekdonis Ben Anochim is not only according to Reb Shimon. It's not even according to Rabban, because it's a Gezeres HaKosov, the Kabbalah Sechayis and Mechayim. So why does Yerushalmi say it's only according to Reb Shimon? So you really have to check what does the Yerushalmi hold about Agamor. You know, you have to know what is how much, but Akupanim, he's assuming. Says Al-Khanan Gebalde. The Gzeres HaKosov that you over by Rabbi Motze, that's nothing to do with the Ovegram Lamamim. That's a din that the Achayis itself is Mechayim. Going back to the Osamech, you know, what does it say in the Gzeres HaKosov? Does Xeris HaKosov say that even though it's really Dover Gram Lamamin, B'chala Terkul is not Kimamin, but here it is Kimamin? Or the Xeris HaKosov says, no, I don't care about Dover Gram Lamamin. The Achrayis itself is Machai. Chanan assumes for this Yerushalmi that the Xeris HaKosov is that the Achrayis is Machai. El Zokta Vachanan, if you're talking about the Achrayis itself being Machayev, what kind of Achrayis is Machayev? Achrayis for the Chometz, not Achrayis for the Neder. By a Korban, or Bet HaKabayis, the achrayis is not for the bedek abayis. I'm not a shomer for bedek abayis. The achrayis is for the harei alai. So about that makes it dover goyim l'momen, and in god dover goyim l'momen that makes it even more dover goyim l'momen. But in the gzeres hakosuv of bal yirah b'yimotzei, that the achrayis itself triggers bal yirah b'yimotzei, that's when I have achrayis for the chometz. But if I have achrayis for the neder, then the achrayis itself is not mechayim me bal yirah b'yimotzei. It's very reminiscent of a Meir Simcha, the Osamech, about Gneva, that there's no, that the Rami Sarkasta, that by a Gneva, there's no Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzei, because the Achrayis is for the original Gneva, it's not for the Chometz right now. But here's even more. The original Gneva was Chometz. Here, the Harei Alai wasn't on Chometz. I said, Harei Alai, I'm going to leave $10 to Bedek Abayis. And now I'm satisfying it with this Chometz. But I don't have Achrayis for the Chometz. I have Achrayis for the Neder. The Neder is not Chometz. So Mela, you come out and say, Mamish, like the Dover V'Yipuche. If you're talking about Dover Gerim L'Momen, so a carbon or Bede Kabayis or something, it's more Osir. Because if you're going with Dover Gerim L'Momen, Kimomen Dami, so the more the Achrayis, the Chiyuv existed before the Chometz, the more the Chometz is a Kismalei Mois. That's why even if it's Yisei Be'enei, but it's a Kismalei Mois. But if you're going not with the Pshimen, if you're going like the Rabbonon and with the Gzeres HaKosuv, the Gzeres HaKosuv is that Yechayev for the Achrayis itself. The Achrayis itself has to be Achrayis for the Chomus, not Achrayis for the Neder. So maybe by a Shomer, you makabal Achrayis on the Chomus, or the Achrayis on the Chomus and the Chayev. But by Bedek HaBayis, I have no Achrayis for the Chomus per se, I have Achrayis for the Neder. That's not Machayev, I'm buying all my Motzik. Well, it's Kabbalik Vivisham. The fear of Shimon, in this case, Bedek HaBayis, I said a real lie, I put down Chomus for Bedek HaBayis. The fear of Shimon, it's Ramash Dovagar Mumam. Even though it's Yisibayin, so what? There's a pre-existing chiyuv, which I'm satisfying with this chometz. So it's a kis malei mois. That's dover gerem l'mamon. So it's kim mamon dami. So this chometz is mamonis to me. This chometz is my chometz. I have a kinyan in the Shabbos. So I'm over by Rabbi Matzah, according to Reb Shimon. But according to Rabbanu, they don't have dover gerem l'mamon kim mamon dami. So that they don't care about. That's nothing. Elamai is exeris akosuv, that you can't be mekabel pekdoinis min anochi. Because the achrayis itself is mechayev me in bal yirah b'yimotzei, but only achrayis for the chometz, not achrayis for the neder. So therefore, according to the rabbanon, you won't be over bal yirah b'yimotzei. That's the Yerushalmi Gemara, both kashas. So all with this malach. So this is all Rav Chanan's mamish b'kitzin imutz. Rav Chaim Eisel is more arichos, but this Yerushalmi part is Rav Chanan's, not Rav Chaim Eisel. Mamish the raid is beautiful. The raid is mamish beautiful. The problem is, it's not a problem. The raid is very nice, and it's a pshat in the Yerushalmi, and it's a pshat in the Gemara, and everything, and it's miyashiv and svara. How do we reconcile the Ramban with what's the svara even of Isibani and Lesibani? The way the Ramban explains Dover Gerem L'Momen doesn't seem to make any sense. Now we understand what it's all about. It's all beautiful. But beautiful as it is, it's not Rashi. Because Rashi in our Gemara, when the Gemara says Isi Beni Lesi Beni, Rashi is beferish that the distinction Isi Beni and Lesi Beni was said is by a carbon tool. That Reb Shimon, Rashi says, that Reb Shimon who said that by a carbon, is that's only because it's Lesi Beni, because it was stolen. But if it would be Isi Beni, then it would not be, then Dover Gemu Mamun would not be Kemaman Dami. So Rashi already, none of this works. So Rashi now, it's Hadra Leduchta, first of all, in Svara. So what's the difference? Isi Beni and Lesi Beni? It's a Kismalei Mois. What's the difference? The Svara is hard to understand. Maybe we said a Hezber, the Chayv doesn't exist yet, so it's not a Kismalei Mois for a Chayv that doesn't exist. That's not true by a carbon. By a carbon, the Chayv exists. So if it's Isi Beni, it's a Kismalei Mois. It's satisfying the Chayv. What's the difference? Isi Beni and Lesi Beni? And number two, we have the Kashas from the Gemara and Hetin about Yerani Dachas and from the Tesefta. Maybe the Tesefta, maybe Rashi didn't have the Tesefta, whatever. But it's a very strong Gemara in Sanhedrin by Yerani Dachas that's Ira, it's Isi Be'enei, and it's and the Gemara says it's a Dover Gemu Mama. So therefore, we're not done. That's the Malang, we're not done. It's a beautiful book, but we're not. But it's not Rashi. So for Rashi, we have to rethink everything. Okay, so we still have work to do tomorrow. Okay, everybody should be good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Thank you, Rebbe.